4 o'clock hour here on this Monday. Watching Training Camp Live on NFL Network. Pete Carroll is with them right now. Man, he looks good. He's in his 70s, right? He looks good.
72, 73, somewhere. Yeah. Pete takes care of himself.
He does, man. I saw Marv Levy over the weekend turn 100. Oh, at the Marlins game, Jack McKeon. They honored Jack McKeon at the Marlins game. 94 years old. Dude looks like he looked when he was managing the Marlins. Got around fine, talked like he was all together. That was surprising, yeah, Dan? Like,
maybe better.
He looked great,
he might,
right?
He might look better than when he was managing. I'm not lying.
Man. He did. He looked skinny, but like not like sickly skinny. Like he looked great. 94 years old. Marv Levy's 100.
Man.
Pete Carroll's in his 70s. Looks great. This David Lee Roth, though.
I think I'm headed more towards the DLR angle. I've done a lot of life in my 41 years. Man,
no question. I'll give you a training camp report. Training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. And for this hour, the training camp report, I would just say to you, use the Odyssey app and listen to Chris Perkins on with us in the last hour, because he gave you everything you need to know from training camp. I hadn't realized Darren Waller hadn't been out there since camp started, but now that he says it, I realize it. And yeah. He said a lot of the same things that others are saying, which is this: if you read between the lines, or at least hear it the way I'm hearing it, there's a lot of upside performers. There's not a ton of downside. And that gets me to my spot of what I've been saying since the beginning of camp, which is I think people are sleeping on this team, that there is talent there, and that sometimes you have a bump in the road, which is what I consider last season to be. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people are sleeping on this Dolphins squad. And maybe it's just, you know, being the optimistic Dolphins fan, if there's any of those left. But that's how I feel. And that's how I took what Perk said. Speaking of the training camp report, that's how I took what he said, where he was kind of hard pressed. Like, Cam Smith is not a great performer. Okay, we kind of knew that going into camp. So, you know, I don't know. I have some optimism about this team.
Huck, I don't want to be pessimistic, because he'd be optimistic. I'm always optimistic about teams. We added a rookie tackle and a rookie offensive guard. We lost a all-pro cornerback. This team hasn't won a playoff game in 25 years. The AFC is just getting better and better and better. That's what scares me. Internally, I told everybody. People keep asking me what's the outlook for the Dolphins. I said the Dolphins are going to make a wild card spot, because I think Buffalo is going to win the division. They'll sneak in somehow. The Patriots, if you know, they'll be fighting with the Patriots. Then they're going to have to play the damn Ravens or the Chiefs or what the Chargers, who I really do believe in the Harbaugh brothers, or one of these teams, and it's just going to be what we've seen. They have less talent this year than they had last year, and that scares me.
Yes, on paper, that's unquestioned, right? Yeah, unquestionable. I'm with you. Jalen Ramsey, no longer there.
Calais Campbell.
Calais Campbell, Teron Armstead. Yeah, like, there's talent.
Hawk, we lost three potential Hall of Fame football players.
Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu, who led the team in a number of categories receiving. We lost a lot of talent last year. We brought in some puppies, and the AFC around us is just getting stronger and stronger.
But the Marlins might be the perfect example of sometimes if you just get the right players together, and I kind of feel like maybe they have that. I'm looking at the Hard Rock Bet app right now. Over 8.5 wins for the season is plus 150. Park was saying 9 wins. I feel like they're better than a 9-win team. I love the over.
I wouldn't argue with you. 9-8, 10-7, amazing. Maybe third in the AFC East at 10-7. if New England is what everybody keeps selling us on this damn Drake May. I don't believe in Drake May.
Yeah,
I think the Dolphins are the second best team.
Yeah, I mean, Drake May? I mean, people were saying that about the other dude that was there.
Mac Jones.
That's it. I think it's Ben Volen. Ben Volen is he's strong voice. He's been saying this Drake May is the best thing ever. The Bills are going to win the AFC East. And you're talking about bringing up bets. I bet that. The Dolphins and Patriots will fight for third. I think the Jets are going to be terrible. But then you're in a wild card spot.
Right. I just think people are sleeping on the Dolphins. And when I say that, I'm not suggesting that they're going to beat Philly in the Super Bowl. Like, that's not what I'm suggesting. I think some people are expecting the Dolphins to be what we expected the Marlins to be going into the season, which is this is the season that the wheels fall off. That last season was a harbinger of how the McDaniel era is going to end. It started strong for a couple of seasons, and then they stumbled last season, and now the wheels are coming off. And I feel like last season was the aberration. I feel like they pick up where 2023 left off. It's not based on anything other than a gut feeling.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. The wheels don't fall off. If you want to bet 9 wins, I'll ride that train with you. But I think I would say it's status quo. What have we done for the last 3 years? McDaniel gets you to the playoffs and losing a wild card. And I didn't see enough improvement to come off of the resume of a Mike McDaniel's team.
A couple of little Panthers nuggets for you here before we get to headlines. I don't know if you saw Matthew Tkachuk will be on the cover of EA Sports NHL 26 leading into next season. So Matthew Tkachuk will be the cover of the biggest hockey video game in the world. And how about this? Our friends at Caneswear have gotten a signing confirmed with Sergei Bobrovsky. So Sergei Bobrovsky will be at Caneswear in Davie on September 21st. I'm giving you a month and a half's worth of notice here. Sergei Bobrovsky, Sunday, September 21st, 11:30 a.m. till 1 p.m., Sergei Bobrovsky, that one is going to have a line all the way down University Drive.
One of the best goalies in the world. Yeah. It's going to get there early.
You can go to caneswear.com. You can get all the info right there. You can buy tickets for that. So that'll be cool. Sergei Bobrovsky, that was one of the few guys who didn't do a signing at Caneswear after they won the cup. But they've got him scheduled for September 21st. So that is cool. I have something that I got to get to this hour. It's a fascinating exercise I told you earlier. So let's do headlines with Dan Day, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation, just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
Chris Perkins talked about it in the last segment. The offense kind of struggling, at least with the run, because they don't have Austin Jackson. He got stepped on, they said, this week, and it's not anything to do with his knee. And also, Alec Ingold is out because he is in concussion protocol. He got a concussion yesterday in practice.
Yeah, apparently they thought it was going to be a lot worse because they were like Tyreek Hill was yelling for the trainers to get out there. But I think from what I read, he may have lost consciousness for a little bit. But I know Alec Ingold. Which I don't know him. He'll bounce back.
We talk about optimism and pessimism. Optimistically, somebody knocked the hell out of him on the defensive side of the ball to put him to sleep.
Right.
So I just
run into the goalpost. Yeah.
I'm looking at the other side of this contact.
The Marlins back in action tonight following the sweep of the Yankees. They play the Astros. 6:40 is first pitch. Sandy Alcantara gets the start for the Fish.
Tell you what, I could put a little kibosh on their winning streak here by betting the Marlins and Sandy tonight. So don't tell me.
No, Sandy been dealing, no Hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AP coaches poll is out. The Canes ranked 10th. Their first opponent, Notre Dame, 5th.
Yeah, let me see if that one is still Canes minus or Canes plus 3.5. Love this time of year.
Would you think the polls would change the line?
No, I just wonder if as you get closer, if people start seeing something one way or the other. It feels like the correct line to me. It's probably where I would have set it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Miami shocks everyone, and I wouldn't be surprised if Notre Dame gives them a beatdown. Like I could see either scenario happening in this game.
I would bet that the line will be higher than 3.5 at game time.
It's down to 3.
Yeah.
See, it moved down to 3. It's Notre Dame minus 3 right now. So if you're going to bet Notre Dame, I would probably pull the trigger at minus 3. I don't know if it'll go to 2.5, but maybe it will.
Yeah.
I would think with Carson Beck coming out and looking good in the first days of practice, that might help the line a little bit.
Right. Right, which is maybe exactly what happened there.
A lot of question marks, mm-hmm. but now less question marks.
Right.
And we talked to DBJ last week. I don't know if you heard Hawk. He said this is the best offensive line he's seen with the Canes for a long time, which is very encouraging.
My Uber driver in Atlanta was not a fan of Carson Beck. He said he wanted to throw the remote through the TV a number of times watching Carson Beck play.
Hmm. That wasn't encouraging.
No, it wasn't.
This past weekend, Bam Adebayo, he says he's happy with the moves that he'd have made in the offseason, saying, and I quote, "It's a very good shakeup of our team, and now there's a different dynamic to it."
You don't want to get me started because I'm high on the Norman Powell thing. I really am. I think Norman Powell, Bam, Tyler Hero, Andrew Wiggins, I actually think it's fairly formidable. I do. I know it's silly, but
we got an itsy bitsy little team, Hawk. We got a tiny team.
All right. Finesse him to death.
We know Zach Sealer got his contract, 3-year extension worth $67.75 million, $44 million guaranteed, an average of $22.5 million annually. He is the highest Dolphins defensive player. And we know James Cook, running back for the Bills, is now sitting out of practice, seeking an extension, saying it's business.
Somebody texts in, can you parlay Tyreek over 975 yards receiving and over 8.5 wins? I wonder if you can. I doubt you can parlay those two things, but let me see.
Yeah, player props and.
Yeah, but team future props, I'm not certain you can parlay them. I think they would have to be separate bets.
The question is, legally parlay?
Well, on the Hard Rock app. Yeah, I mean, you can find someone to take action on anything, anywhere. That's no problem.
I got a guy.
Thanks, Dan. We'll book it.
Got a guy.
Let me see. Receiving futures. Let's see. Touchdowns. Receiving yards. And let's find Tyreek.
Mm.
Receiving yards. Tyreek Hill.
It's not a bad bet if you can do it.
So over 975.5. So I'll take the over at minus 110 and then try to parlay that with regular season wins at 8.5. Let's see. Over 8.5. No, two separate selections. Cannot parlay them.
Can't parlay.
Mm. All right. Well, we learned something together. That's what I like about this show.
Talking about Matthew Tkachuk, some NHL insiders are saying he is going to likely miss the start of the season and a good chunk of the beginning of the season, but should return to play around February when the Olympics begin in Italy.
All right. Don't forget the Panthers. They open the season at a Tuesday at 5 p.m. or a Thursday at 5 p.m.?
Yeah, it's Tuesday at 5.
That's in October, correct?
That is October 7th.
Yeah, that's got to be October.
I want to say October 7th, 5 p.m. on a Tuesday, because it's a triple header on ESPN.
Right.
You want to start the season with the team that ended it all last year.
Right, in 5 p.m.
So, nothing like watching
West
that.
Coast, you're a West Coast hockey fan. You can catch your Panthers Tuesday at 2 p.m.
But if you want to watch the banner being raised into the, what do you call it, the Raptors, you might want to get there even earlier. So you might have to take the day off from work and school.
Did you say the Raptors?
Is it the Raptors? Or the Raptors? Raptors?
What Raptors is it? Or Raptors? You've got what is incorrect option. There's the Rafters, you jackass.
Rafters. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the kind words.
Isn't it risen?
I know that's the thing. That's why I was.
What did he say?
Raised.
I know you got all crazy. You get crazy with the English on that. Raised would be the word.
Raised. It could be raised.
Raised. Okay. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Raised.
Yeah.
Raised,
that was a tough sentence for you.
Risen into the Raptors. Rised into the Raptors.
It's one of those things. When I started the sentence, I realized there was so much that could go wrong, and how you were chomping at the bit to come after it that I just. But I was already committed, you know? I was like, oh.
The exciting thing is, everything you thought could go wrong did.
And it did. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Tuesday, October 7th, 5 p.m.
Nailed that part of it, though. Get under it. I don't even know if I want to go on with this. Tyler Hero expected to demand $42 million extension. The guard is eligible.
Raptors.
Like the Raptors, like, well,
what, the Toronto Raptors.
I was thinking about Toronto Raptors and the rafters and banners and
dinosaurs
rise.
Up there. There's dinosaurs up there.
That's what I thought. You rise the banner up into the dinosaurs with the raptors.
I don't rise anything.
It's like bread. It rises, right?
Hell, what that could say is I didn't know they had dinosaurs, man.
Tell you what, if Dan does a good trivia at Funky Buddha tonight, they're gonna rise his name right into the Raptors.
Raptors.
Sorry, Dan.
No. I knew it was good.
We can't be sorry. He did it to himself. There's nothing to be sorry for.
It was over 2 hours before we got you, Dan.
If you're going to try to rise something into the Raptors, I gotta call you out. That's my job.
If you go back on the tape, when I said 4:30, so you'll have to get there at 4:30, there was a quick little pause like, oh no, I'm too deep in. I knew it was coming from every direction. I was like, oh, man. Should have just faked a seizure. What was I thinking?
Oh, man.
Let's do some weather. Temperature has risen to about 94 degrees, and it's cloudy. Got some chances of rain throughout the day. That's your weather.
All right, I got to read you something from, I think it's CBSSports.com. Yeah, CBSSports.com in the next segment. I want to read you something, get your opinion on it. It's for NFL fans, so don't go anywhere. We'll talk a little NFL and Tua.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong. I want to read you something, Crowder. This is so interesting to me because this is such a great exercise. This is like a sports talk radio exercise. Mm-hmm. CBSSports.com did a mock draft. If all NFL quarterbacks, current ones, were available and they held a draft, and what they write is quarterbacks are a constant point of interest in the NFL, blah, 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 blah. So here's why we decided to conduct an all quarterback mock draft. We took all 32 projected starters, threw them into a draft pool, and then we ordered each of the NFL's 32 teams in reverse order of pre-training camp Super Bowl odds for this season. So they're assuming which is going to be the worst team in the league, which is going to be the best. Okay. Yep. The worst team in the league, the presumed worst team gets the first pick, and then you get to see, okay, how do they see the quarterbacks that's being selected? Where do they get slotted? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll start with the first pick, which is the New Orleans Saints. They have the New Orleans Saints getting the number one pick. Who do they select?
Oh, it's funny because I'm thinking about the Tua situation, but even at the top, I want to say Patrick Mahomes, but it might be Josh Allen.
No, it's funny. It says Patrick Mahomes, and they write, he may be going on 30, fresh off an ugly Super Bowl blowout, but who cares? Mahomes is the standard setter of his time.
Yeah.
New Orleans is starting fresh up top with new coach Kellen Moore, and what better way for the former quarterback to ingratiate himself with the Houdat Nation by securing the most trustworthy situational point guard in the game. As a bonus for Mahomes, the three-time Super Bowl champion would get to play a half day's drive from where he grew up in Texas, walk into the NFC South that's lacked a powerhouse contender. So yeah. Mahomes, I'm with you. I would have to give it some thought, but I don't think I could select anyone over Mahomes.
Mahomes is a bad man. But Josh just does then so they've
got
much.
They've got Cleveland drafting number two now. Cleveland Browns draft number two. Who do they select?
Josh Allen.
Yes, are correct. Josh Allen. Number three, they've got the New York Jets. New York Jets select who at number three?
Lamar Jackson.
You nailed it. Okay, yeah. So it's Mahomes, Allen, Lamar Jackson, Giants draft number four. Who do the Giants take at number four?
It gets interesting now because there's Jaden Daniels. He was young. But right. There's also Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow can still spin right. That thing. I say Joe. Proven.
It is Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow goes number four to the Giants. Jaden Daniels goes number five.
Yeah.
To the Titans. Now you've got the Panthers, Carolina Panthers coming in at number six.
Jalen Hurts.
So they take CJ Stroud.
That's high. Jaden, that's very high for CJ, who has won playoff games. But that's the thing. Now you're talking about longevity over.
Right
over success, which they, yeah, I like this list, Hawk. I like these.
The Raiders select number seven. They take Matthew Stafford.
Who? Matthew Stafford's old as hell,
right? But still good, and is going to give you a couple years at least.
Yeah.
They say this one isn't too hard. If the offseason reports are to be believed, Raiders minority owner Tom Brady personally contacted Stafford's camp in an effort to lure the Rams starter to Vegas in 2025. Blah, blah, blah. Big arm like Stafford would probably thrive alongside young weapons like Ashton Jeanty and Brock Bowers. The one downside, at age 37, he probably wouldn't stick around for long.
Yeah.
Now, you've got the Dolphins selecting number eight.
Oh, they're not taking Tua. Herbert's going to be on this list before Tua.
It is Justin Herbert. They've got the Dolphins. They've got the Dolphins taking Justin Herbert.
Oh, wow.
They say the marriage that might have been. Herbert was taken one pick after the Dolphins opted for Tua back in 2020. Now it's arguable Mike McDaniel would rather have the Chargers laser-armed signal caller for the mere increase in availability. Despite his prototypical gifts, Herbert has had to answer his own questions as to a big-game playmaker. Still, his combination of physical tools and proven efficiency could make him the perfect fit for a timing-based attack, especially with superior speed at his disposal in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. So that's the eighth quarterback taken. Herbert's the eighth quarterback taken.
I think just looking at lists.
Do you want to guess what number Tua goes?
14. Because now I'm thinking about Hurts got to be before him. Baker Mayfield has to be before him. Now I'm just thinking about, as you read the synopsis, he might, 14, 15.
They have him going 27th.
No. Hawk, there's no way. I thought 15 was low. 27?
The only quarterbacks they have being drafted after Tua are Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, Russell Wilson, Joe Flacco, and Tyler Shough, whoever that is.
That's crazy.
That's the Saints quarterback.
The Saints drafted.
Oh, that's the Saints
quarterback? The boy that ain't do nothing went to that little bitty school.
Louisville.
So, Bo Nix is in front of Tua?
all these guys. J.J. McCarthy is in.
J.J. McCarthy ain't throw a damn pass, Hawk.
I saw it, but I believe this is probably how the nation views Tua, which I think they view him as a quarterback hanging on by a thread. I don't view him that way, but I think that's how a lot of the nation view him. They've got Herbert going to the Dolphins, number 8. Jalen Hurts going to the Colts at 9. Caleb Williams going to the Patriots at 10. I mean, what have you seen from Caleb Williams that would have him as the top 10 quarterback in the league?
Nothing. He runs around in circles in the pocket.
They've got Jordan Love going to the Jags at 11.
No problem with that. I like Jordan Love.
Jared Goff going to the Falcons at 12.
No problem. Jared
Brock
can play.
Purdy going to the Seahawks at 13. Guess who the Cowboys get at 14?
Damn system. Brock Purdy is a system quarterback. You put Tua with McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Trent Williams. Man, this is crazy.
So who do you think the Cowboys get at the 14th pick?
They're going to get Dak again.
Dak Prescott.
Tua.
Which would be perfect.
It's funny. There are some guys. We've had this conversation. There's some guys I'll take over Tua that would upset people. Dak's not one of them.
They've got the Cardinals at 15 taking Drake May. The Bears at 16 taking Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
The Steelers at 17 taking Baker Mayfield, who I probably would take over 5 guys already on that list.
I'm telling you, man.
I think I would take Baker over Caleb Williams right now.
Yes. Caleb Williams was terrible last year. They want to blame the OC and all that stuff.
They've got the Buccaneers taking Cam Ward at 18.
Oh, Hawk, that would be a question for you. Would you take Cam over Tua right now?
Wow. Would I take an unproven Cam Ward, proven in college for sure? Would I take Cam Ward over Tua right now? Wow, that's a tough one. Really tough. Wow. I think Tua is going to be such a good quarterback this season, but I could see Cam Ward being a generational draft pick.
Cam special.
Does his style of play, though, translate to the NFL? That's the biggest question. Can you run around the way that he did at UM and have that work in the NFL?
I don't think if he gets in a system that he trusts, he's not going to run around like that. He's going to let the ball. He doesn't have to. And he can make every throw we've seen. He can sling that thing, Hawk. I know my answer. I think I'm giving it away, but that's why
you take him over to no question.
If they want to trade, if the Titans say Cam Ward for Tua straight up, I'd take it all day.
Yeah, I guess if you put it that way, how could you possibly say no?
I'm okay with Cam Ward before Tua. There's already 6 guys that I don't like before Tua, but Cam's one of them. That's okay.
So then they've got the Chargers taking J.J. McCarthy at 19.
That's stupid.
The Broncos taking Trevor Lawrence at 20. He's all the way down to 20. Texans taking Kyler Murray at 21.
Kyler Murray is terrible. Kyler Murray is a better quarterback than Tua Tagovailoa. Come on, that's ridiculous.
They've got the Packers at 22 taking Sam Darnold.
He had an okay season.
Bengals at 23 taking Geno Smith.
Over Tua?
The Vikings at number 24 taking Michael Penix Jr.
J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix Jr. Yeah. are better than Tua Tagovailoa.
The Niners Niners at 25 take Aaron Rodgers.
Nobody wants Aaron Rodgers.
The Commanders at 26 take Justin Fields.
Over Tua?
And then the Rams at 27 take Tua.
There's four names on this list that make J.J. McCarthy hadn't done a damn thing. Michael Penix Jr. hasn't done a damn thing. Kyler Murray, been in the league as long as Tua, haven't done a damn thing. And Justin Fields, he's a glorified tight end. I think you're right. They just people disrespect Tua, man.
They do. That's Rams taking crazy. Tua, what they write on CBS Sports is Los Angeles is built to contend this instant. And while Tagovailoa has a wildly concerning medical history, he's also got the kind of razor sharp timing based passing skills to capitalize on weapons like Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua. Think also of Coach Sean McVay's track record, elevating veterans like Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford and breathing new life into reclamation projects like Baker Mayfield. It's not like LA is afraid of leaning upon a signal caller with durability questions, considering Stafford will be 37 years old during the 2025 season. Yeah, I just think it's disrespectful to Tua. I think that's disrespect. First of all, he's not a reclamation project. Like, to put him in the same sentence as a team that, you know, has no problem with reclamation projects is crazy to me, because I don't think he's a reclamation project. Guy was a MVP candidate two seasons ago.
When people think about Tua, every show I go on says if he stays healthy, and the two times he got knocked to sleep, Hawk, were on primetime games. Yeah. The world was watching him get put to sleep. J.J. McCarthy.
I find the Tua slotting to be the most disrespectful on this entire list, on this entire exercise. Because when I opened it this morning and I'm reading it, I'm scrolling, I'm waiting to see where Tua is because Justin Herbert went to the Dolphins. And I thought, okay, that's kind of cutesy. And then I'm scrolling and I'm scrolling and I'm scrolling. I'm like, what am I missing here? Because essentially, I understand you're doing it for fit on the team, but basically you're ranking the quarterbacks 1 through 32, the projected starters. And you've got Tua ranked 27th in the league out of 32. Well, I'm flabbergasted by the amount of disrespect there.
Let's just say, because J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix, they haven't done enough for me to evaluate them. But Justin Fields and Kyler Murray, I've seen. Tua plays 14 games. Let's say he does get knocked out or hurt something and misses three games, four games, 13 games. He is going to throw for more yards than if Kyler Murray and Justin Fields play 17. Right. That's what he does.
Right.
I would say the unknowns in Penix and McCarthy, okay. Kyler Murray and Justin Fields, that's what upsets me. That's crazy. It's a national disrespect for Tua Hawk. That's what it is.
So who is this Tyler Show? This New Orleans team's going to be bad, huh?
Yeah, he's like 26 years old, too, and just graduated from college, and he played at Louisville, and I don't know.
Yeah, Hawk. Yeah, New Orleans trying to figure this thing out.
Tanking for Arch.
Dolphins end up with Justin Herbert, though.
Just
a little twist there.
Hey, man.
Wow, Herbert, so Tua Herbert, for Cam Herbert, Ward. Everybody makes that trade, huh?
Everybody I believe so. Trade?
Tua for Cam Ward?
I believe
Ward.
So.
Is it, like, everybody?
Yes. Yes. Dan, like... Hawk, I asked you because I know you're a Tua guy, but you're also a Kane. Yeah, I make that trade tomorrow.
Yeah, and when I started thinking about it, I'm like, I don't know what I'd do. But then you said to me, yeah, if the Titans call and they say, we'll give you Cam Ward for Tua straight up, how could you not? I mean, just for youth. Like,
youth, just talent, size. Durability, wear and tear. Yeah. Like, Cam hadn't even played that much. You know,
you have a quarterback with some wheels, man. Like, we've gone through it, man.
Damn, contract? He's on his rookie deal, too. It just got a quarter billion? Yeah, that's easy.
Anyway, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour's coming up. Dan Day will be doing trivia tonight at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. He's got some trivia questions for us. You know how much I like his his trivia. So first question is, what was Jimmy doing for the 2 hours prior to the show? Because he wasn't planning on anything for the show. What happened today, Jimmy? You got sidetracked with just your mind got away from you?
I got all messed up today.
Yeah, Jimmy is supposed to, because Solana's on vacation, Jimmy was supposed to make a show sheet. And then about 2 o'clock, I go, Jimmy, where's the show sheet? And he said, I was working on it. It disappeared. And so there you go. And so I was like, well, why didn't you just make a new one? But that was it. It disappeared. And then that was it. What do you mean it disappeared?
Like, I had it on the draft and then it was just gone the next second. I don't know. I can't explain it. I really can't.
Yeah, it's hard to believe because I know how drafts work. They autosave.
Hawk. Well, Jim, have you heard me tell Solana that Hawk and myself have kids? We know how this goes. You can't just flat out lie to us.
I mean, maybe you were busy today. Say, if you were busy, you were busy. You got in late. You didn't have time to do a show sheet.
But I'm not lying to you guys. I legit had it on my computer screen, and then it disappeared. I don't know what happened. I'm not sure if I accidentally deleted it or what.
I can say this. I was sitting next to Jimmy, and we know Jimmy. When the going gets tough, he stays level-headed and cool.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Level-headed and cool.
He like went crazy because he didn't know where it went.
Yeah. He wasn't.
And then your thought process, Jimmy, said to you, "Well, it disappeared. No point in me trying to make it over again."
Well, I didn't have time because the show was about to start.
I got it.
Art turned to me and say, "Dan, let me go get things started. Can you please put together a show sheet real quick?"
Aren't you just copy and pasting Solana's show sheet from the year prior anyway?
No, I actually put more effort to it.
Today may not be the day to take shots, Jimmy.
Just based on your actual output.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy, it's not you. It's Apple's fault.
Yeah. Which system were you using? Like what drafts? Like Google Drive? Like what were you using?
The Google email.
Okay. And it just disappeared, huh?
Yeah, it disappeared.
It disappeared.
It just went. No one that knows what happened.
It could happen.
I had this conversation with my son earlier. I'm like, what happened? I don't know what happened. Nobody knows what happened.
No doubt Jimmy will start working on the show sheet right after the show today. It'll get done tomorrow at 1:30. 1:30 tomorrow it'll get done.
He's going to send me a bound copy, like 320 pages, like War and Peace. Worked on this for you, jackass.
You got it.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll get a couple trivia questions from Dan.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know who never just kind of mails it in?
Who?
The Costco guys.